happen.
This is Free Talk Live. We're launching into the third hour of the program. You can bring up whatever you want. Take control of these airwaves here, 855-450-FREE. We'll continue with the fear-mongering email that Johnny Ray began sharing with us last hour here in a little bit. And, of course, it is Ian here with you.
Johnny Ray.
And Mark.
All right. Our number again, 855-450-FREE. But to the phones we go first to Emberly, listening in New Hampshire, calling from Peterborough. Emberly, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, Ian.
Hey there.
Hey, Johnny Ray and
hey,
Mark.
Hi. What's on your mind tonight?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Just super. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Excellent. I wanted to update everybody on Shire TV.
Oh, that's the television program produced here in Keene, but that is intended for all of the Shire, which, of course, is commonly known as New Hampshire. It's formerly known as Free Keene TV, and it's a great activist project that you picked up from the original producer, JJ, who was at one time a co-host on our show before he moved out to the Manchester area. And you guys have now done, I think, just over a dozen episodes?
Yeah, I think we're on our 15th.
Excellent.
Episode at this point.
So, yeah, what about it?
Yeah, so as some of you may know, I'm the producer and the director, and I'm the writer for the show, and I'm also filling in until we can get another lady to come on as the anchor.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm starting a new job this week, and so I'm going to take a little hiatus from the show so I can get acclimated to my new job, and I just wanted to put it out there, if there are any, you know, ladies that would like to, step up and get some experience with anchoring and learning about producing and directing and all of that for the show, that it would be really appreciated. And it's just for a couple of weeks. So.
Well, folks that are considering a move to New Hampshire that are interested in creating media here really should consider Manchester or Keene as destinations, because those are the two places where the most media is being created. I don't know if there's much video production going on in Manchester at the moment, but Shire TV is something that happens on a regular basis here in Keene, and it never hurts to have more crew members than you can handle, because sometimes somebody has to take, like you said, a hiatus, or they've got an appointment that they have to go to on a Monday night, because Shire TV is a live television production, and anyone that's ever been involved in doing live television before knows how much effort you really have to put into that. There's no retakes. You make
exactly.
A mistake, it's going out on the air, and that's what you guys are doing on a weekly basis. So it's an incredible burden, and you are putting a lot of time into it, being, as you mentioned, producer, director, writer, and the anchor on the show. So, that's a huge amount of...
Sounds like somebody's going to have to step up.
...of activism. So, yeah, I mean, you've already got an existing crew, but it sounds like you're looking specifically for ladies to be part of the actual on-air production.
Yes, I think that having a male and a female as anchors kind of balances the program out a little bit more, and you get, the two different perspectives on things. Even though we, on the show tend to agree with each other, it's good to get a different, perspective. And I really wish that Allie was still here so that she could anchor, but, she's down in D.C. With Adam Kokesh, but...
an interesting thing that happened to her, because, her experience that she got, I think, being on Free Keene TV and now then Shire TV after that, helped her, move to the Adam Kokesh show down in D.C. Maybe she wouldn't have been offered that opportunity had she not been able to, kind of get her feet wet in the world of television production when it came to Shire TV. So that might have been kind of a launching point. Although I've heard rumor that Allie is going to be coming back to New Hampshire in the very near future. I don't know if it's true, but I've heard that rumor.
Well, I hope she does. But, for the meantime, any ladies out there that are listening that, live in the area, or, maybe some college students that might be listening that are interested in getting any experience.
Well, here's what I'd recommend, Emberly. I mean, this is an international show, so there's a lot of people out there listening that are not going to have the opportunity to do this until they make the move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. There are a lot of great tools that we've developed in New Hampshire to help reach out directly to people in the movement here, and we talk about them occasionally on this show. Porcupine 411 is one of them, and it's a great service that hundreds of people are subscribed to that allows you to call the phone number, leave a message, and then as soon as you hang up the phone, that message is then shot out via email to all of the subscribers to the email list. And this is actually a service that people around the world can utilize for their local areas. I know that there's been a couple of other local activist groups in different places in the country have actually hired Michael Hampton, who created the Porcupine 411 system, to create a similar system for them and basically host it for them and do all the work of creating, Detroit 411. I don't know what the other ones are. There's a couple others, but to have a local one in their area. So I would recommend that you utilize as many of the local resources as possible. You're one of the bloggers at freekeen.com, so folks have been maybe seeing some of your blogs over there. That's a good way to hit a lot of people in the local area as well as people nationally. So appreciate you putting that call out there. And would you say that Shire TV is something that anyone could be involved in, whether they're female or not, if they move to New Hampshire?
Yes. Yes, we certainly need as much help as we can get, because right now we're working on a pretty skeleton crew. There's only five of us currently running the whole show. And so we would love to get other interested parties to come in and train on all the various aspects of what goes on, because it's much more than just writing and directing and producing and anchoring. There's a lot more to it. There's the soundboard. There's the camera switcher. They're setting up the cameras, the lighting, all of that.
It's a lot of effort that goes into one 30-minute program.
Yeah, it's a 30-minute program that goes live.
And it's a great way for people to, like I said, get their feet wet in television production and learn some of this stuff. You don't have to know anything. You can show up as a total newbie, and you'll be shown the ropes of how to make a TV show. And how many other places is this happening? I mean, there's a lot of great YouTube channels with a lot of great liberty-oriented content now, and that's cool. But how many other people are putting, and people in this movement, the Liberty Movement, are putting a television show on live on local cable channel?
There might be a few.
You think so?
There might be a few.
I'm wondering who they are.
I don't know of any.
I don't either.
But I am working on getting the show out to all the other community access channels in New Hampshire.
That's exciting.
I just set up with something to do that. And
I'm
also collaborating with James Babb on getting a backdrop for the show, a beautiful backdrop that will really liven up the show and I think make it much more attractive.
Now, y'all just got a new domain name, right, for Shire TV? Is it ShireTV.org, was it?
It's ShireTV.wordpress.com.
Okay, I thought there was a much shorter one that that y'all had picked up. I thought it was...
We are working on that. It just hasn't happened quite yet.
Okay. All right, ShireTV.wordpress.com, and I'm sure you'll give us the announcement. If you go to ShireTV.org, Emberly, it actually forwards right to the WordPress site, so you guys do have that site up and running.
Okay, wonderful. Good to know.
Thanks for the heads
up
tonight. I hope you can find the help, and if you haven't yet moved to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, that's one of the many projects that you can get involved in. That's Emberly from Voluntary Values. And that's one of the radio shows that she does.
She's a dynamo.
Very busy activist. And Shire TV is a great project. If there are other liberty-oriented cable TV shows that are produced live or even to tape, I'd be interested in knowing about them. I've never heard of them. I know that Rich Angel, who's one of the movers for the Free State Project, used to do one back in Montana before he moved to New Hampshire, and that was many years ago. I had known about that prior to his move, but I've
heard about a few throughout the years we've been on Free Talk Live. So a couple of things that come to mind are Adam versus the Man and
not on a local cable channel.
Alex Jones, you said live or to tape.
I said on a local cable channel, like something that someone could see on accident. Like all the YouTube channels are great. But you have to, if you want to see Adam Kokesh, you have to search out Adam Kokesh or accidentally see him on one of those related videos links on YouTube. So, I mean, it's possible to stumble across these things on YouTube, but it's not the same as the, you know, somebody flipping the channels on their local cable system and coming across the message of freedom.
And getting a piece of it, yeah.
So that's specifically what I'm looking for. I don't think, I know Alex Jones started back in the day on cable access, back in the 1990s. I don't know if he's still there, and I don't know if I would consider him a truly liberty-oriented program.
Well, I mean, he's pretty darn close.
Maybe he's close, but he's not a principled liberty-oriented guy. I mean, we had a conversation with him once about immigration, and he's not on board on
that. You have the highest standard in that area, much higher than I do.
Okay. That's what I'm looking for. Is there anything else out there besides Shire TV? I'd love to know about it. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up anything that you want. Take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
Ladies, how many pounds have you gained since you turned 40? If you're like most women, probably 10 or more. But hundreds of thousands of women have discovered the secret to losing weight after 40. It's called Ambarin, and it's the only product on the market today clinically proven to cause sustained weight loss for women over 40. With no special diets or exercise programs, you can try Ambarin absolutely risk-free and get a one-month supply free by calling 1-800-525-2563. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. Ambarin balances hormones naturally, so the extra weight can fall right off. Yes, even that stubborn tummy fat. Plus, Ambarin relieves other symptoms of hormonal imbalance, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, sleeplessness, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Free supplies are limited, so call now. 1-800-525-2563. That's 1-800-525-2563.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession? Or at worst, depression. Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Now,
more Free Talk Live, dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. You dial in toll free. Take control of the airwaves and bring up what you want. 855-450-FREE. The SACL CAI toll free line. We invite you to freetalklive.com where you can grab as many archives as your little heart desires because they're free. You don't have to jump through any hoops or watch mandatory advertisements or anything like that. You just go to freetalklive.com, and there they are right at the top page of the site. You click on the one that you want and download it. That's the last 7 days' worth at the top of the site. And then if you click into our archive section, that'll take you back for years' worth of the show. Several years' worth of Free Talk Live, all available to you. Also, our archives are available through our SoundCloud page, which you can access by going to freetalklive.com, looking on the left-hand side, and finding the link to SoundCloud under Listen and Share. It's all free.
MortgageMinuteGuy.com has an incredible rate for a 15-year fixed-rate mortgage. And I've been telling you the advantages of these shorter-term fixed-rate mortgages in that you pay less interest. And having a lower interest rate over that time frame really makes a difference. 2.5%. These are historically low rates, and it's incredible. Go there to MortgageMinuteGuy.com and check out the 2.5% 15-year fixed. They've got contact information there. You get in contact with them either through the website or through the telephone number, which I'll give you here in just a second. You can also get the telephone number from the website. And you can find out about this incredible rate, 2.5% for a 15-year fixed. Now, depending on your situation, there could be a point or two. But this is still the lowest rate you're ever likely to see. And, you know, in Washington, D.C., they're talking about the fiscal cliff coming up. And one of the things that they're talking about as a solution to this fiscal cliff is eliminating the house interest deduction. So this is, you know, just another reason to think about that refi situation. If you're on a, 30-year fixed and you've got a higher rate, 2.5% is hard to beat. The payment on a $150,000 home, the payment's like $1,000 a month. It's incredible. It's MortgageMinuteGuy.com.
Let's go back.
I meant to give you the telephone number, pardon me. 866-288-0088. 866-288-0088.
Back to the phones and the fun. Michael's on the line in San Francisco. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Michael.
Hey guys, I just wanted to ask a quick question. Who plays all the Megadeth before the commercial breaks?
That's Ian's long-haired devil music.
Okay. So I know most of it's Megadeth stuff, off Rust in Peace, and So Far So Good, So What. But what's some of the other stuff you play? Because I recognize some of it, but I don't know the names of the bands.
There's a lot of Testament. There's a lot of Grip Inc. And there's some other bands that are in there, too. What I'd recommend is you go to the Free Talk Live BBS at bbs.freetalklive.com. Search for Music Beds, and you should find, a little bit more information about that.
Cool. Yeah, that's all I needed now. Thanks.
All right, man. Hey, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate it. 855-450-FREE. So, Johnny Ray, last hour, we just barely scratched the surface on what you described as a fear-mongering email from a man by the name of Simon Black. Now, I don't know if that's his real name or not. But he is someone who apparently writes a newsletter, and the newsletter focuses on getting people to leave the country or something like that, or what, join his commune?
Well, as he says later, commune, that's just the meanest thing ever. The fact is, people say that about the Free State Project, too. We don't know whether his project in Chile is going to be the very best thing for
Liberty. I don't even know anything about it, and I don't know where you would learn more about it either, because I don't know what it's called.
Sovereignman.com, probably, something like that.
Yes. And I have used the word fear-mongering, and like mm-hmm. I said before, I don't mean that pejoratively. I am not trying to get myself on the outs with Simon Black, and when the time comes that I need to flee to Sovereign Valley Farm in Chile, I want to be welcome there.
Yeah, there you go, sovereignman.com if you want to find out more.
I don't see anything about this farm on his website.
Keep looking.
No thanks, go to website. He's got a pitch there at the front. Sorry about that. All right. So, yeah, I'm interested in learning more about that. Nothing obvious on the site. Anyway, go ahead.
Well, with the email.
Yeah. Let's continue, because he was talking about...
Yeah, he started out talking about Black Friday and the craziness, yep. The brawling that maybe happened in some stores, and then said, how are these people going to react when it's food that's in short supply instead of discount knickknacks? We've discussed a number of times how the fundamentals of food are unfavorable. Think about it. World population on a net basis grows by more than 200,000 people each day. Most of them are born in rapidly developing economies where increasing wealth is adjusting people's dietary habits towards more resource-intensive foods. Then there's the supply side of the equation, which indicates peak production yields, flat output, and declining cropland due to weather changes, development, and loss of topsoil. On top of this is insane government policy, like paying farmers to not grow crops, or diverting valuable grains to inefficient biofuels. And, of course, the mother of all stupid policies is corrupt central banking that conjures trillions of dollars out of thin air, much of which bids up agricultural commodity prices. The best we have to hope for over the medium term is rising food prices. The worst case is all-out shortages.
So there was a situation of an article that I read in 2001 about the impending real estate bubble. Now, this was 2001. I bought a house in Sarasota, Florida in 2001 for $125,000. That house bubbled up to something like $275,000 in value, optimistically, and then came crashing down to something like $110,000 to $125,000 value. So this article was so far ahead of its time. They were right, but they were wrong in that basically the value of houses in that particular area the experience that I had was that the houses that they predicted it way too early.
Uh-huh.
Now, I'm not going to claim to know, but I mean, you know, the claim that there's going to be a world economic food shortage going on. It's difficult to know when that's going to be. And to pick up and move for that reason, so Simon Black's thing where he talks about, you know, having a house in one country and a business in another country and your citizenship in another country and your residency in another country and all these things, they're interesting, but I don't think they're accessible for the average individual. And even
I wouldn't know where to begin with that.
Even well, I mean, he's got step-by-step plans, and it just depends on how much money you're willing to put into it. But I've got a friend who doesn't have much money who's put thousands of dollars into this thing. And what if, I mean, it looks like the economy's bouncing back a little bit right now. What if you don't need it in the next 5 years, 10 years, 15 years? Who knows when this world economic collapse is going to occur? I certainly don't. It seems to me to be, you know, to create networks where you are is effective. Having some food and maybe a rifle and some ammunition and, the strategic survival guide available that you're probably as prepared as you're going to get. I just don't know. It seems inaccessibly frustrating to me, the idea of, you know, I need to go get citizenship in this. I need to give up my U.S. citizenship, get citizenship in Guatemala because it's the only place it'll take me because I'm a felon, and then, go get residency and, Honduras, and then set up a business in El Salvador. I mean, are these things just... I don't know, man. It's just so much.
Well, apparently, if you've got $400, you can sign up for his newsletter, Mark. Maybe you can find out.
Well,
I do all that stuff.
Because
the average person has $400 to spend on that, right?
I applaud people that are able to get the kind of, that are able to sell newsletters like this. I wouldn't know how to do it.
855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line, but is a $400 newsletter even within the reach of the average person?
It is. If the information's good enough, I guess it is, right?
855-450-FREE, the toll-free number will continue in moments. Free Talk Live.
Here it comes, another cold and flu season. Get ready for it and save now during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't be without powerful natural flu fighters like elderberry power capsules. They support the immune system and they have antiviral properties. Another powerful antiviral is olive leaf capsules, highly recommended by Herbal Healer Academy. Also on sale is Physician Strength Oregacillin, a savior for the lungs. It fights bacteria, virus, and fungus. Our famous four herb capsules are a gentle liver cleanser and can be taken daily. Also featured this winter are the homeopathic detoxes, liver, kidney, lung, lymph, whole body, and brain detox on sale. And remember, as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up whatever you want. Toll free at 855-450-FREE. The SACL CAI toll free line. Join us online at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we will share with you there over at freetalklive.com. They are free. There are some things you can do, though, to support the show. One of them is by throwing some bitcoins into our tip jar. You can go to bitcoin.freetalklive.com or bitcoins.freetalklive.com.
Either one.
And that'll take you to our page where you will get the address that you would need to send us bitcoins or a fraction of a bitcoin or whatever you would like. And also learn more about bitcoins, including what they are and why they're valuable and why they're useful, and then figure out how to get yourself some if you don't yet already have them. Because we're talking about things that the average person should be able to do to help themselves be more free. I don't know if the average person can do all this world traveling and setting up trusts, and I don't know how to do that stuff. It's very sounds very confusing to me that, you know, only rich people really have access to. But anybody can get bitcoins.
That's true. So if you want to get Bitcoins, you can go to bitcoin.freetalklive.com. We've got links there to educate yourself. And we've got a link to bitinstant.com. Bitinstant.com is the place to get Bitcoins. They make it easy, as easy as they can, and they make it fast. They make it safe. Bitinstant.com, you can go to more than a million locations around the world in more than 30 countries. They allow you to deposit, or you can deposit online through Dwolla and I guess other ways that you can go about doing it. Bitinstant.com. It's an amazing service, and I think Bitcoins are really going to be something that changes the world, and I recommend getting them now. The mining of Bitcoins is going to be cut in half here in the next few days.
Currently at $12.31.
Right. They've been holding steady around $12.50 for the last couple of days, and I expect to see a little jump when the mining changes, just because supply is going to be diminishing. Now, maybe people are ready for it, and that, you know, there's not going to be any change. That change has occurred already, and whatever way it's going to, I don't know. It's a prediction of mine, and I'm trying to explain it so that you can decide for yourself whether or not it's right for you. But if I was going to get Bitcoins in the next month, I would try to get them in the next 2 days at bitinstant.com.
Yeah, $12.50 represents, I believe, a 25% gain from where they were before. They were hovering
around
10.
You sold a few to me at 10 bucks, 2-3 weeks ago?
Yeah, I don't want to talk about that.
Yeah. Anyway, Johnny Ray, you were telling us about an email you got from a guy calling himself Simon Black. He is the Sovereign Man's fairly popular website.
Oh yeah,
apparently
it's very popular.
Where he's advocating that people move to Chile to join his sustainable farm or something like that.
Freedom down in Chile. By the way, I mean, he's got a going freedom oriented concern down there.
Yeah.
That's where I'd want to be.
Yeah, if that's what's happening. At this point, I can't really find any information about that. I looked on his website, and it doesn't really seem to be obvious. It's not like, hey, move here.
Doug Casey's got La Estancia, and that's been going on for a couple of years.
Where's that? That's somewhere else.
That's in Argentina.
So you've got like two financial guru types that are trying to bring people to their areas, competing with one another. Anyway, let's continue.
It's interesting to me that they wouldn't just collaborate on one of them, but I don't know these people's lives.
We've all got all kinds of disparate movements that are aping the Free State Project. Why won't they all collaborate on the same project?
that's a good question. These guys are wealthy. They fly around in big jets. They're nothing like me.
Yeah. Well, I want to find out solutions for the average person. What can the average person do?
Well, the average person could go down to Chile if they wanted to, but it has to be something that's worth going down there for.
Yeah. Anyway, let's continue the email here, Johnny Ray, where he's talking about what could happen, some possible scary situations.
Yes, he's talking about food, and he says this could be one of the biggest trends of our lifetime. Again, consider that residents of the richest country in the world are willing to tear each other to pieces for useless trinkets. Talking about the Black Friday.
Residents of the richest country in the world.
And that most civilized Western nations these days are nothing more than police states dominated by unmanned aerial drones, jackbooted thugs, and military detention authority. These don't exactly strike me as the most optimal conditions for riding out potential disruptions in the food system. Certainly, you can take steps at home, plant a garden, install a hydroponic facility, join an agricultural co-op, but that's only part of the issue. Because when you see your fellow countrymen rioting over deep discount iPhones, one has to ask the question, how much do I really have in common with these people?
I would ask that question, too, but I would also ask myself, what would it be like? I know Chile has, I'm going to be as frank as I possibly can. I look rather white, and if that means I'm going to stand out in certain countries, right? And one of the things that my skin color is going to mean to these people, I'm a mix of everything, just like a lot of people are. But
might mean that you have money.
It's going to look like opulence to folks like that. So
especially with that turtleneck sweater.
Ready? I do look fine with my turtleneck sweater on. And what is, if there is some kind of global food shortage going on, it might affect people in poor countries more quickly than it affects people in rich countries. It might. I don't know. And it might be that I happen to be in that poor country that they consider me and my belongings the fastest way to not starve, and they come after me. This has been another theory floated in the survivalist community, and I think it's very interesting.
It's nearly 2013. You don't have to be a slave to your society just because you share the same color passport with your neighbor. The entire world operates under a 19th century framework which has been made obsolete by the digital age and modern transportation. Today, you no longer need to live where you earn your money, and you no longer need to confine where you earn your money to a single location. Your tax dollars can now be paid to the lowest bidder. Your money can live and grow where it is treated best. You can build a business where the incentives are highest. You can educate your children where the learning opportunities are best. You can seek medical care where the treatment options are the most robust. You can build relationships with people who most closely share your values. In short, you can choose exactly where you want to be and who you want to be around based on the principles that are most important to you.
Yeah, you know, and he's absolutely right on these points, is that, you know, if for whatever reason you want to set a business up, you can be an American citizen living in the United States, but you can set a business up abroad and then continue to do business in the United States through virtual means, and then, you know, your money will be transferred to other accounts and things like that. For instance, we had an advertiser on this show that was NatureBee. Well, they're from New Zealand, and they got all their little bee pollen from New Zealand, and then they'd ship it over here. Well, you know, the United States isn't taking taxes on their New Zealand bee pollen. That's a company incorporated in New Zealand doing business online, and Americans are ordering from it. So that's absolutely something that a lot of people can do if they can do business online, and many people these days can do business online.
Okay, I think I'm going to end with these final two paragraphs. These are not the final two paragraphs. They're just the final two paragraphs from Johnny Ray, written by Simon Black. I've tried to kill two birds with one stone by purchasing a highly productive farm in central Chile last year and turning it into a resilient, self-sustaining community of like-minded people. This was after years of searching around the world, over 100 countries, for the ideal location. Several years ago, I settled on Chile, declaring it in a 2010 post the New America because of the abundant mix of freedom, opportunity, and personal responsibility.
You know what I bet is that Simon Black knows a lot more about this particular area than I do.
Where they just leave you alone to act like a grown adult. Remember, America is an idea, not a place. And right now, the place that best exudes this idea is Chile. It sounds like from his statement that he's already filled the farm with people, that he's not looking to recruit people to it. It says he's created.
Yeah, it says he created.
Turned
the farm.
It into a resilient, self-sustaining community of like-minded people.
So it sounds like he's done with
but
his.
But no, he's recruiting.
I've heard that he's recruiting for people.
I mean, there's a couple of websites. There's a couple of articles on here talking about Chile and why he thinks it's great. One of them says you won't believe the opportunities here, and then he talks more about Chile.
What are the opportunities for English speaking radio talk show hosts?
But there's not really, you know, there's nothing that's, you know, it's not like the Free State Project where it's an open invitation. Hey, come here. Here are the reasons to come here. There's this
movement.
Well,
it's his farm. I imagine you have to buy in.
Well, no, I feel like he's talking about Chile in general here, mm-hmm. Mark, as far as Chile being a destination for people that want to be more free. It just does, his website, at least the Sovereign Man, maybe he's got another website devoted to just Chile. Like, it's not a good pitch. You know what I mean? It's not making me think, boy, there's a real big community of liberty activists down there or whatever.
If he's claiming it's the new America, and that there's going to be prosperity as a result, because that's what America might have been about, then one could argue that the Free State Project is kind of like Sisyphus trying to keep that rock from rolling, you know, back down over him. You know, I mean, we're trying to stop the police
state. So he's saying you don't need to be an activist in Chile. You can just go there and live more free is what his pitch is.
I guess so.
Okay, 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live.
Attention all men with a beer belly. Research from the Mayo Clinic proves that men who carry fat in their midsection have a higher risk of health problems, such as heart disease, stroke, high blood pressure, and even cancer. If this is you, we have good news. Because men who need to lose 30 pounds or more instantly qualify for a free trial of Sensa for Men, a new and easy way for men to lose weight all over. To experience effective weight loss results without calorie counting, meal plans, or traditional dieting, you must be a male over the age of 25 and need to lose over 30 pounds. Call 1-800-936-2858 now and request your free 30-day trial. In a 6-month study, one of the largest weight loss studies ever conducted, participants lost an average of 30 pounds using Sensa for Men. Now, you can too. Call and instantly qualify for your free trial of Sensa for Men. 1-800-936-2858. Strict limit of one free trial per household. 1-800-936-2858.
We have witnessed two terrible storms in the east, but we are still in the eye of the perfect storm. The most devastating economic condition since the Great Depression. America's worst drought in agricultural history. And now the economic results of the presidential election. This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. I just doubled down and got even more supplies from eFoods Direct, and I recommend you do the same. It's time to get your own supply from eFoods Direct. I know I won't be standing in a bread line trading my freedom for food. I'm taking control of my future, and you're nuts if you don't do the same. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the specials, and you can start with a holiday gift pack that's normally $80, now under $50. Remember, I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or 1 day too late? 409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
When natural disasters strike and the water supply is shut off, you won't panic because you have a CWR emergency water filter. CWR Environmental has been supplying emergency water filters worldwide for over 25 years. The difference? CWR emergency water filters are portable, easy to set up, and exceptional at removing bacteria, parasites, sediment, and many harmful contaminants, including chlorine and harmful microorganisms. Plus, they are NSF certified to assure performance. CWR emergency water filters can produce thousands of gallons of safe drinking water from any water source and come with a 5-year warranty and money-back guarantee. For a limited time, the filters are specially priced with free shipping. Call now, 800-444-3563. That's 800-444-3563. Or go to CWRSurvival.com. That's CWRSurvival.com. CWR Emergency Water Filters. Drinking water you can trust for when you need it most. CWRSurvival.com.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. Moments remain, but enough time for you and your thoughts. If you're already on hold, we will do our best to get you in here. If you don't get in tonight, no problem. We do it 7 nights per week live. You can join us any single night you would like online, hopefully on your local radio station. As we mentioned earlier in the show, the number 5 talk show, Laura Ingram, she has quit her job, walked off the air. And so that means that there might be some radio stations around the country that are looking for some new content. If you don't have Free Talk Live in your local area, please give your local talk stations a call and ask real nice-like from the program director to get some Free Talk Live on, because now might be a good time for that. Let's go right back into you and your thoughts. Actually, Mark, did you want to tell me about Bitcoin first? Because we talked about how to get Bitcoin.
I just want to say go to bitcoin.freetalklive.com. I think the Bitcoins are, it's a great time to buy, and that it's an incredible invention. If you don't know anything about it, bitcoin.freetalklive.com will educate you on that subject.
All right, let's go to the phones and the fun. Kevin is listening in Tampa. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Kevin.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
What's on your mind tonight?
I'm sitting here, and it's like you guys are reading my mind. You guys were talking about the food and what people should be doing, and I'm sitting here thinking to myself, well, the first thing is you got to get a Berkey. And I've had one for a few years, and I absolutely love it. And, get some beans and some rice stocked up for a couple $100, and that's a good start right there.
Now, let me ask you about this Berkey. What kind of water can, how polluted of water can it filter?
Well, the beautiful thing about my situation here is literally a lake 10 feet behind my house. I can take water from the lake when you got, the guys mowing the lawn, you got all kinds of nasty stuff getting in the lake. You could take the water right out of your lake, dump it in there, and drink it after it filters, and it tastes great.
I've had the Berkey water before, and it's pretty good. And they've been a long time web advertiser with them.
I love it. And you know, the water that comes out of my tap is scary. Like, I wouldn't even give it to my dog. So I literally filter everything I drink in my Berkey. Coffee, water, everything goes through the Berkey. And so, I've got several filters, so I think it probably have tens of thousands of gallons I could put through it.
Have you tested the water that comes out of the Berkey? I mean, is it just like you think it tastes good?
It, like, bottle water, I'd rather drink water out of my Berkey than go get bottle water.
Okay.
Gotcha. Anything else you want to share tonight, Kevin?
Excuse me?
Anything else you want to share with us tonight?
Well, I wanted to ask you guys, I've been hearing a lot from friends about the Hurricane Sandy situation, and they were telling me about HAARP. Steering this thing on in there, and I was just wondering what you guys' opinions are with regarding Sandy and HAARP.
I think it's ridiculous, personally, to believe that a radio transmitter in Alaska in any way, shape, or form is affecting the weather. I think it's a conspiracy theory, and there's nothing but paranoid claptrap to support it.
Yeah, I really know nothing about it. That's, you know, I'd never even heard of HAARP until about a week ago, and that's why I was kind
of
wondering.
Oh, there's all manner of claims that you can read about. I'm sure if you were to Google it, you'd be able to read all kinds of claims about HAARP. But no one really does know exactly, you know, what programs are operating up there, what sort of tests they're running. Would they try to change the weather if they could? I think they probably would.
I'm certain the government wants to change the weather if they could. I don't know what they can do and what they can't do. But I mean, you know, it's certainly not within, you know, not outside the realm of possibility that they would try to control the weather, and certainly have tried cloud seeding and things like that.
Ultimately, though, this is something that people get really concerned over, and they can't really do anything about it. A lot of conspiracy theory out there is just, we were talking about fear-mongering before, it's just something to whip people up into a frenzy and get them scared, when ultimately, what is the real solution here? It's not like you're going to convince some legislator to shut down HAARP. Let's say it's actually Let's say they're actually controlling the weather.
If that was the case, don't you think Ron Paul would have told us?
Well, he may not be on the inside track, Mark.
Then how are you going to convince your legislator to stop it?
That's what I'm saying.
If a legislator doesn't know, then how can you...
Yeah, it'd be a classified program.
Right. So I mean, there's...
You would have to convince all of the legislators to believe your story about HAARP, and then convince them that...
And they have bosses they have to answer to.
It should be shut down. So it's an impossible idea. There's nothing you can do about HAARP, whether they're out there controlling the weather, controlling your mind, or they're just running silly experiments because of the government and they just have a bunch of money to blow. I mean, I don't know what the truth is, but I have a feeling it's not mind control or weather control. But either way, there's not really anything you can do besides make your life as good as it possibly can be and live as free as you possibly can, and or put on a tinfoil hat. You know. It's up to you how you handle it. Hey, Kevin, thanks for the call tonight. I do appreciate hearing from you. Yep, let's go to Howard in Philly. Howard, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Good, Howard. Go ahead quickly.
Real quick, I went to the VA hospital because I'm a veteran. I have, you know, veterans benefits.
Mm-hmm.
I want to tell you a little bit about the experience.
If you can keep it brief, go for it.
It was not, I got a flu shot for free, a tetanus shot. They gave me patches to quit smoking. I mean, they definitely hooked me up with some stuff, but it was like, it wasn't a pleasant experience. It was depressing. Like, you have to wait so long just like to get any, you know, get your prescriptions, go to this place. They're all disorganized. And all the guys in there was like, I mean, they're veterans, and I admire like what they are, but it's just depressing. Like, knowing what I know now, it's like I don't look at things the same way. I look at these guys, they think like in their minds they are so honorable, and I just see them being used, and the care that they're getting is like, it sucks. Like, the hospital is in a major city here in Philadelphia, and it smells bad in there, and I know everybody's trying the best they can, but it is. I mean, if you're thinking about going
in
the military,
socialized medicine's... In a socialized medicine system, they don't try the best they can because they're not subject to competition. So they're not giving it their best.
I was shocked, really. I mean, they did. They hooked me up with free stuff, and that's, you know, I guess it's a good benefit, but the cost, man, it's not worth it.
I heard you.
Don't join.
You know, Howard, thank you for the call. I appreciate your experience tonight. Let's go to Helen, listening in Ithaca to WNYY. Hey, Helen.
Hey, Helen.
Hey. Hey, I don't know. I'm not an expert, but I'm expecting that last call might have been a plant. So.
Oh, I know Howard.
No, he's a listener, longtime listener of the show. Well,
oh,
who would have planted him?
The people who pay people like $20 to make a call, and you get paid for as long as you can stand.
No, we don't plant calls on.
That's not what she's claiming.
You're saying to be some organization out there that would have had Howard call.
And intended to say that our health care is horrible, and the VA is represents like socialism medicine or something.
It does. I mean, that's what the VA is. It's socialized medicine.
Well, I was a little volunteer there when I was in high school.
Mm-hmm.
Anyhow, most people don't have such complaints here for me. But I was calling about...
Okay, that's your experience. But my experience in talking to veterans is that they have very similar experiences as how...
I've heard some say they really like the VA, and I've heard others say that it stinks. And it seems to be all across the board.
Okay, so Howard says it stinks. Okay. I had a general question, and then when I was on hold, when I asked the question to your screener... You were speaking about Chile, and, I think that, Salvador, the demise of Salvador, or the death of Salvador Allende, I think our government had something, all evidence points to the fact that our government had something to do with that. But anyhow, so my broad question is, and you don't maybe have some time to discuss it, is, like, I know you guys are, you want smaller government and everything. So what do you think, like, today in the news, we've got Rice, who is the ambassador to the United Nations, who is supposedly a candidate for Secretary of State, taking the place of Hillary Clinton. What do you think the role, because I think you've referred to me before as Helen the Socialist, because I called you.
You called yourself that.
No,
you like
I didn't call myself that. No,
said...
I just said I lived in France, and I said you can call me a socialist. So anyhow.
Okay.
But what do you think the role of the United States should be? Are we supposed to be the, the superpower here? Like, what should our role be? Is the ambassador to the United Nations or Secretary of State? I know I wouldn't like to have that job. I wouldn't want to be on a plane every day.
Yeah, I don't think that any of those things should be going on. I think that each individual should decide who to do business with and who to communicate with around the world. There should be no restrictions on with whom you can, interact around the world. But to have, somebody with a title that is an emissary to another government, we don't even need the United States. I mean, as a concept in the first place. So I would just like to see decentralization as much as possible all the way down to the individual. If I want to hire somebody from around the world, I should be able to do that. If I want to, get into a contract with one of them, I should be able to do that. I should be able to let anybody come here to my, house or my business that wants to come here from around the world. So I would say it should be open to do business with all and interact with everybody.
But while they're going to have these positions, I would like to see people who are going to use peaceful means in them as opposed to those would use otherwise. I thought it was laughable that Barack Obama talked about how Israel shouldn't have to deal with rockets coming into its sovereign area from the Gaza Strip when he's firing rockets into Yemen and Pakistan and these kind of places.
Helen, feel free to call back tomorrow earlier on in the show. We can get more into that discussion.
Thank you, Helen.
Tomorrow, freetalklive.com.
Hey, folks, how will you get home if a riot or natural disaster happens while traveling? If you're like me, you'll have membership with OnCall International. On the phone is the company's CEO, Mike Kelly. Mike, tell us about this coverage.
OnCall International's deluxe membership includes all the great benefits of our annual membership, but also covers emergency evacuation due to earthquakes, volcanoes, political riots, military coups, and more.
Folks, save 30% off your membership today with the code RMAXA30 at OnCallInternational.com.
Quantum vibe, it's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed, with brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibe.com from Big Head Press.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.